Well, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says a protracted crisis in Syria will lead to the downfall of the Saudi royal family. Speaking to the German magazine Der Spiegel, Maliki said that Riyadh is instrumental in the prolongation of the Syrian crisis. He also blamed the U.S. for the continued bloodshed in Syria. Maliki said had it not been for the U.S. and Saudi interference, the warring sides in Syria would have resolved their differences through dialogue. While warning that the Syrian crisis could spread across the region, Maliki said the conflict will shake Jordan. He called Saudi Arabia an outdated regime which is exposed to threats from the Syrian crisis. Let's cross over to Atlanta, Georgia, joined by managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Mr. Dean, good to have you with us. Well, very strong words coming out of the Iraqi prime minister's mouth today. What about what he has said, that the extension, the continuation of this war in Syria could actually backfire on a lot of these regional regimes, such as Saudi Arabia and Jordan?
Well, he brings up a good point. We have this huge echo chamber going on now with the Ukraine crisis, with the EU and all the Western states threatening using the term, the same term, there's going to be serious consequences if you don't do what we say. And what I'm starting to take as an editorial line now, that these serious consequences are going to boomerang, because the reputation of the West for any type of advancement, freedom and democracy and whatever, is being completely destroyed. It's more than a tool that they're using to advance their own economic interest. And likewise, the Saudis, they are not, it's being presented as some kind of religious controversy of who's going to be on top of the main leadership of the Muslim religion. But that also is phony, because they're using the religion as a screen, basically for just economic and political power. So everybody's exploiting religion for their own greed. And this could backfire on Saudi Arabia. But the problem we have is the international organizations that are supposed to be concerned about offensive operations, like the UN, there's no fight back from them. There's no talk of sanctions, or if you don't stop supporting these groups, we're not going to have you allowed into these organizations. There's not a word of that, because they have so much money that they've put into these organizations, they have them compromised. And that's the big problem we save now. It's just the corruption.
Okay, what about what Mr. Maliki also said, that he said if it wasn't for Washington and Riyadh, that this conflict basically could have been over, because it could have come to a political solution by now. Your take on that?
Absolutely. The West is just figuring that it's a war of attrition, and eventually the refugees are going to get sick and tired. The country, the Syrian people, are going to get tired of war, and that if getting rid of Assad is the only way they can end the war, that they're finally going to do it. So all of this suffering, all the people getting killed, all the children living in camps, that's okay for the U.S. and their cronies, as long as they get what they want, which is to basically have control over these regions and have puppet governments put in place.
Thank you so much for being with us. Managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean out of Atlanta.